The Packers on a three-game losing streak. Lost the last two games by a score of 27-17. Brian Caravu joins us from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, do we have any indication that they're going to turn it around this week, or is this a losing streak that's not going to stop until number 12 comes back? Good morning.
Good morning. There are indications simply from the fact that they're playing a Vikings team that's not very good with only two wins on the season. So even without Aaron Rodgers, the Packers should be able to take care of business against a team that's really struggling on defense more than anything. Not that their offense has been spectacular, but yeah, the Packers certainly have a chance this weekend to get back on the winning track.
I'm a little nervous because all signs point to a Packers victory and everybody's picking the Packers, and these Vikings, I remember a playoff game where the Packers were supposed to beat the Vikings. It was a wild card game, and the Vikings just came in and just kind of rolled us over. Something about the Vikings and how much I hate them and how much I hate Jared Allen, and I'm not as confident as I think a lot of other Packer fans are.
No, I wouldn't be terribly confident that the Packers are going to come away with a victory. I mean, it's a rivalry game. These teams hate each other. Even though the Vikings are only, 2-8 this season, I mean, they still got Adrian Peterson. Anytime he plays, I mean, they have a chance to win. So with one of the best running backs in the entire NFL. So, I mean, without Aaron Rodgers, not going to be easy for the Packers. I expect a close game, but one they can still win.
Not that I don't think the Packers can win. It's just the last couple of weeks, they've kind of looked, I think the word I want to say is lethargic. They almost look like they're playing underwater. They're playing at a slower speed. Everything's a little slower on defense and offense. Yeah, that's because Aaron Rodgers is out, but and I know Scott Tolzien has played well. I believe that, but that's where my hesitation comes in. I don't see enough on offense and defense. How is it that the disappearance of one guy from your lineup can completely change the face of your team like this?
Yeah, the biggest question mark is, how does Aaron Rodgers' departure affect the Packers' defense? The Packers' defense was actually playing well prior to Aaron Rodgers getting hurt, and it's not like he has any impact on the defense whatsoever. So that's the biggest question mark, and kind of everybody is scratching their heads about, why cannot this Packers' defense force any turnovers? They're last in the NFL in interceptions, and they've always been good at grabbing interceptions under defensive coordinator Dom Capers. Why is that different this year? What is it about the Packers' defense? I mean, injuries have played a part elsewhere as well. You know, Clay Matthews was out for several weeks, and they've had injuries here and there. Sam Shields missed the game this week. Lots of injuries still this week for the Packers, so I guess you add it all up, and those are some of the reasons why.
Yeah, it's frustrating, too, because when you know you don't have Aaron Rodgers on the other side of the ball, teams know they don't have to put up 40 points against the Packers to win, so they do play a little bit differently. Maybe that's where the defense is struggling, but the 9-minute drives where the Packers know you're going to run it every time and they can't stop it, this looks like one of the worst defenses I've seen in years from Green Bay.
Yeah, they were playing well.
I know,
it's just
I know.
The past 3 weeks, I think, that, you know, have the Packers have been struggling. I mean, wouldn't you say that's the case?
Yeah, and that's why it's so weird. It's a Jekyll and Hyde kind of thing going on. And I guess you have to attribute it to number 12. Do we know when he's coming back yet? I saw him on Larry McCarron's show on Monday. They broadcast in the same room where I'm getting married. A little plug for myself at Lambeau. But he looked fine, and he says he's fine. So the question a lot of people are asking, why isn't he out there?
Well, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian.
Aaron Rodgers says he's throwing the football without pain. He kind of left the door open to the opportunity that he could even return as early as this week. He kind of hinted that. He says that if I'm going to play, I got to practice at least 2 days before the game. Well, today's Friday. That's 2 days before Sunday's game. There's kind of this small crack small crack in the door left open to Aaron Rodgers possibly returning to practice today, even in a limited basis. You know, I'm sure that they'll be very careful with him at practice and make sure he doesn't get hit or anything like that. But I don't know. I don't think there's any possibility personally of him playing this week. But
right.
Who knows? Maybe next week for Thanksgiving, that big game. Who knows? Maybe he'll return.
I've been saying that I thought he'd come back against the Falcons. I think this Thursday's too soon. Obviously, I think this weekend's too soon, and then Thursday there's just not enough time. But maybe, I mean, if you lose against Minnesota, and let's say you're 5-6, then the season's almost over there. You have to win against Detroit. Maybe you say Tolzien's starting, and if they get in a hole, you put in Rodgers or you have him available. But is this a must-win game this weekend? I feel like it is.
I mean, the Packers might not be mathematically eliminated if they were to lose this week. But it sets up a situation where they probably have to go undefeated the rest of the way. You know, go on a six-game winning streak in the regular season just to end the season. And I'm not sure the Packers are capable of doing that even with Aaron Rodgers. Maybe they could. I mean, heck, we saw the Super Bowl season. They won four straight road playoff games. They won the last two games of the regular season. So it's possible, but I mean, it's just the odds are so much against it that it almost is a must-win game this week, yes.
What does the gut of Brian Caribou say about this weekend?
I do think the Packers will pull away for a victory. Like I said, if simply no other reason than they're playing a poor Vikings team, I think it'll be a tough game, a close game. I'm calling it 24-21 Packers. Playoff hopes stay alive, setting up a big matchup next week for Thanksgiving.
Brian Caribou joining us from CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks for the congratulations. I definitely was fishing for it, so thank you.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you next week.
Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com.